That's one of the biggest streets.
Yes.
And,
okay,
now back this way, Carlton is one of our main streets.
Yes.
And, Jefferson, that's another one.
Yes.
You know Jefferson Highway?
Right.
And they got, Carlton. The buses mostly passes on all those streets.
Okay.
Would you call that a main street where all the buses pass?
Yes.
Well, all right. That would be Carlton, Napoleon Avenue, excuse me, St. Charles.
All right. Are there any streets in the city where you have to get on and leave them at certain places? You can only get on and leave them at certain places?
Yeah, they have dead ends. Like Melpomene. Melpomene will start, I'd say, from the river.
Uh-huh.
And it goes to Broad Street, and that's the dead line. There's a canal right there, and it's called a pumping station there, and that, it sits right out in the middle of the canal. Well, Melpomene stops there. First Street comes into a fork. Melpomene comes into the fork. First Street comes into a fork, and Second Street comes into a fork. And we got that right here. We have Johnson Street comes into Claiborne. We also have Palmer meets right down to Johnson, still into Claiborne. We have,
what would you call a street that you have to get on and get off at certain places? You know, it wouldn't have stoplights on it or anything like that, or stop signs. You just go straight on, you know, and you get off it at a certain, at a ramp or something like that, and you get on it back on it.
Well, you call it a dead end, I think.
Okay.
You get to a dead end and you turn off on another street and go where you want to go.
What about that thing that goes over the lake? They call that a what?
That's a bridge.
Yeah. They call it a, what kind of, they call it a causeway or? You got any causeways?
Wait, we have the causeway.
Yeah.
And you're going over the causeway. There's a bridge. You can go over the causeway and still on land. Excuse me, on the bridge. Then you can go to Causeway, drive the causeway, and it brings you right to the lake, and you go across the bridge. The only thing I know is the bridge across the lake is what you call it.
Okay.
Now, you can take the causeway and go to the shopping center in Jefferson, or in...
What would they have in the shopping center? Where would you go to buy all your goods there? Would you go to...
Maison Blanche, D.H. Holmes, La Beach.
Yeah. How do people park in a shopping center?
They have parking lots.
And
some places have buildings where you go in and you pay a ticket. You pay and you give you a ticket. You drive your car in, you can go upstairs and you go round, round, round.
What do they call that? That's a big...
A parking lot. You call it a parking lot. And it's a building where just cars park there. And it got so many feet high. And you just go round a circle. And as you go up around the circle, you go higher. And when you get to where you want to go, you just go to the window and you get a ticket. And when you come for your car, you have to pay that ticket before you come out. You see how long you park there. Depends on how long. Some of them, you park for an hour all day for a dollar. Some of them, 75 cents. Some, it depends on how many hours you park. It's like 35 cents an hour or something like that. It all depends on where you're going.
Yeah. But we were talking about the farm. Say, if a dog was coming, say a dog, you were talking about dogs. What different types of dogs did you have? Did you ever have any mean dogs around here?
Yeah. We had a bulldog one time, and he was real mean. He wasn't mean to the family, but he didn't lie anybody else on the yard.
He would.
And we had just a plain dog. You call him a coyote because they're just a common breed.
Coyote cur.
Yeah.
Coyote.
Yeah. Just a common dog, and they are one of the good watchdogs because they don't lie anybody coming to your yard. They bite you.
Did you ever see that they had a kind of a funny eye?